Really, when I first got here this morning, when men get on that organ and get in that anointing, and it really starts getting hot. But it is good to be here today, and I appreciate our three. I don't think you've been here before, have you? I'm trying to. My eyes is not too good from here. Now, not these natural eyes, but they are good in the spirit. Amen. But it is good to see y'all. It sure is. And I tell you, the Lord is good. And he is just he's just doing some great and mighty things in the body of Christ. And I really was a moment ago. I'm glad that the dead's still hearing, and because we're not dead, amen. We're alive forevermore. And I'm going to be ministering this morning on something that I hope you catch a hold of. And I hope you allow it to get in. I hope you hear it. I hope you hear it in your spirit. See, I've said this many times, and I want to say it again. I want to say it again that what you hear in the natural, or what you hear or what you see in the natural, there's an end to it. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say it again. Very important. For you that are going to your next I want to say journey in the kingdom of God. Your next place that God has destined for you to walk in. You're going to have to hear what God is saying in the spirit. Because if you don't, see everything, I'm going to say it again. It's so important that you understand that what you hear in the natural, and what you see in the natural, there's an end to it. I'm going to say something again. I'm going to say it again because it's so important. See, we're not in here to have religion. I've been out of religion for about 30 years. I'm not into religion. I'm into relationship. Big difference. But you must understand what you or I or whoever, doesn't make any difference, what you see in the natural, and what you hear in the natural, there's an end to it. Now, you better get this, because I'm going to throw this out. See, there was an end to the flesh of Jesus. Now, I don't want to go too far with this morning. But see, the Bible made it very clear that the Word became flesh. In John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible made it very clear that the seed is the Word of God. Come on, somebody. I don't think we've got that message yet. I don't think we've got a hold of the message that the seed is God. And everything that is contained in that seed is God. Then if I'm born again of that same seed, I can't help but bring forth God. Look up here. You want to see God? Look up here. Ah, I got to be careful now, huh? So we'll say amen. We'll say amen. But see, we don't want to cross that threshold. We don't want to cross that threshold. We don't want to cross that mindset, because we're afraid of what the world may say, or we're afraid of what the church may say. Come on, somebody. But let me tell you, the Bible make it very clear that every seed bringeth forth its kind of fruit. Come on, somebody. And if I'm born again of an incorruptible seed, then I'm born again of the Word of God, then I have to bring forth the Word. Because the seed is the Word, and the Word is the seed. That's how come Jesus, through the system of that day called the Pharisees, could not understand him being a man, but yet being God. Come on, somebody. Help me this morning. Even today, you and I live in. Hallelujah. They can't. You better understand. I ain't talking about this stuff. But I tell you right now. Hallelujah. The world or the system of religion cannot see. Because all they see is through a natural eye. And all they hear is through a natural ear. But when you get caught up, my God, into that realm of glory, you bypass this natural and begin to see through eyes of the Spirit. And then when I look at you, bless God, I don't see a man. I don't see a woman. I see God. Somebody praise Him in the building. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Hey, I tell you, thanks is awesome. Hallelujah. We have to rise to a whole new level of our consciousness. Because long as we walk, long as we operate, long as we move out of that dust man, out of that old man, out of that old ectomic man, we cannot see. See, I'm going to take my time this morning. I let y'all out early last Sunday. Don't get ready to get out early this Sunday, though. Hallelujah. But I want you to know something this morning, children of God. Hallelujah. The Word of God is alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And when you raise your level of thinking, you raise your level of consciousness, when you raise that level, my God, then when you see one another, you can see them for who they are, not who they was. Honey, let me make it very clear. I'm not that old man. I am a new man. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I live, but not that old man live. I said I live, but not that old man live. I live, a new man live, and that new man's Christ, Paul said. Yet I live, but it's not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Come on, somebody, give some praise. My God, this is what you're gonna. We talk about overcoming, and I that's the reason why I like to talk to people before the service. But we talk about overcoming. The only way you and I can overcome is by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. That's the only way. Amen. Oh, come on, saints of God. Hallelujah. I want you to get your Bibles, and I want you to turn with me to where I've been for some time, but then we're going somewhere else. And I'm going to open up something here that God began to deal with me this week about. And I'm going to show you through the Scripture, if you will let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you. You let God begin to talk to you. See, you've got... Oh, thank you, Daddy. See, oh, thank you, Papa God. See, you've got to look... Now, watch me. Everybody watch me. You've got to look inside yourself. Amen. Oh, come on. Can I obey God this morning, folks? See, you got to look inside yourself. I want to say it again. You got to look within inside yourself. Because if you're looking outside yourself, all you're going to see is darkness. All you're going to see is this world out here. Oh, y'all ain't got that yet. You got to get a hold of it. Come on, get a hold of this morning. See, as long as you look outside of yourself, all you're going to see is this world. But honey, I want you to know there is another world. But if you're going to find that world, it ain't coming down out of the sky. It's not over yonder. It's not over yonder. It's not out yonder. It's in you. Come on, somebody. If you're going to find this world, you're going to find this world. If you're going to find this world of authority, you're going to find this world of power. You're going to find this world of dominion. If you're going to subdue this world, you got to look inside of yourself and see that world within you. For this world that is within you is not natural, but this world that's within you is spiritual. Come on and praise Him in the house, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many wants to live in that world? I ain't saying you got to understand. You can be a Christian and live in the world. Hello, somebody. But honey, I don't want to just be a Christian, as quote unquote, that we've heard in the secular world. I don't want to just be a Christian. Christians are dying from cancer. Christians are dying from worry. Christians are dying from heart problems. Christians are dying from all types of disease. Christians are committing suicide. Christians are jumping off a building. It's because they're living in the world. Honey, I don't live in this world. Woo! Y'all get this sometime next week. I don't live in this world. If you live in this world, you're going to have tribulation. If you live in this world, you're going to have persecution. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to let you know that there is another world within you that you can live in, and you don't live in that world any longer. Amen. Woo! Y'all quiet in here, but that's all right. I'm a working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many wants to live in that world? See, there's a world within you that there's no tears. There's no sadness. There's no sickness. There's no death. There's no sorrow. Come on, people. See, you can be a Christian and live in sorrow. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. You know that. I said you can be a Christian and live in agony and distress, as the song would say. Yes. You can be a Christian and go through literal hell. Amen. Amen. But if you live in the world that I'm referring to that is in you, oh, you'll get it in a minute when I get done. When you live in the world that is within you, and you can't find this world through the natural vision of the natural eye, you can't find this temple through a natural vision of the natural eye, you can't find this world that way. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to me this morning. You cannot find that world looking forward through a natural vision. And I don't want to upset you. I wouldn't hurt you for nothing. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Religion has kept us looking for some natural world, for some natural place, some natural Jerusalem, some natural headquarters. Honey, and we'll never live in a peace of joy of mind looking for some natural world out here in a natural world until you look within you and you see the world of the Spirit within you. Jesus said, now I'm going to get to my message. Jesus said in Luke chapter 17 when the Pharisees came to him and the Pharisees demanded him when the kingdom of God was going to come, and Jesus responded to them. And Jesus said to them, Pharisee, those religious folks, yes, they wasn't dummies. Those religious folks wasn't dummies. Those religious Pharisees wasn't the average Joe on the street. Those Pharisees that Jesus was speaking to when they demanded wasn't your average Christian. These Pharisees was educated people concerning the law. They was educated concerning the written word. Woohoo! Come on, somebody. I want to say it again to you. I want you to grab a hold of this thing. See, those Pharisees was educated concerning the written word. They knew about their father Abraham. They knew about Isaac and Jacob. They knew about the prophecies of old. Woo, come on, somebody. I'm reminded in the Word of God when Jesus said, destroy this temple. In 3 days I'll raise it up. Guess what? Those Pharisees are those that was of that written come back to him and say, he said, my God, our fathers took years to build this temple. Yeah, but Jesus, and you're going to restore this temple. Y'all ain't got it in the spirit. You're not hearing me in the spirit yet. See, they thought natural. That's where the church is today. We can't rise above the consciousness of the natural law. Well, come on, somebody. Because the consciousness of the natural law is like a claw. It's like being locked up in prison. It's like laying in a sepulcher. Honey, but when you can shake yourself of that natural law and move into the realm of the Spirit, there is a natural law. There is a natural law. But there's a law that is much higher than a natural law. And that's the law of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Am I going too fast? I'm just trying to get it out. It's coming to me this fast. Hallelujah. Woo. See, but you have to rise above that. He said, yeah, I'm going to destroy this temple in 3 days. Right away, man, it took our fathers a long time to build this. But he said, I ain't talking about no natural temple. Now, come on, get it, folks, get it. He said, I ain't talking about no natural temple. I'm talking about my body, which is the temple. Come on, somebody. And even today, even for centuries, even for thousands of years, even after the resurrection of Christ, we got men and women leaders in our Christian society that still causing people to believe in some natural physical temple to be restructured and rebuilt. Well, I'm here to tell you that the temple that God is rebuilding is not some physical, not some natural, but you and I and many others are His temple. Come on, somebody, and say amen with me this morning. Hallelujah. Pharisees. See, let me say it again. Long as you look to the natural, long as you look, see, you can be, see, we haven't even understood this. Because we haven't had teachers except those that been trained through education, through doctrines. But see, you don't, you can live in this world, or you can live in this earth, but you don't have to be a part of this earth. Oh, that's deep, but I won't go into it. See, you can live in the world, but you don't have to see like the world. But the only reason and only way you're going to rise above that is to you rise yourself to another whole level of consciousness of who you are. See, you can't look in a mirror and look through these 20/20 eyes that you have called eyeballs and natural and see yourself. See, I can't look at this man here through my natural means and know this man. I can't look at my natural eyes that I'm looking at this woman here and know her. I'm looking at her right now because in my natural eye, all I see is a woman. All I see is with a beautiful outfit on, or this man with a tie that I want. Hallelujah. But see, that's all you, and that's the way that we've been raised up in the church. That's the way we've been raised up in the church. That's how come we point our fingers at one another if they don't live according to the way we've been trained to live. Y'all ought to have said amen to that. If you live with this group, you're trained this group, and this group accepts you. But if this group ain't trained like this group won't accept you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Is anybody in this house? Hallelujah. So what we've got is this group and 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 all these different groups are fighting against the groups. And that's why we don't have no union in the body of Christ. And that's why we don't have no power. That's why we don't have no authority, because we're divided. And the Bible said a divided house cannot stand. Come on and shout glory in here. Because we're trying to know one another after the flesh. Hallelujah. You cannot know me after the flesh. I cannot know you after the flesh. I have to know you after the Spirit. And when I know you after the Spirit, then I really know who you are. Because it's not you I identify with. It's Christ that's in you who I identify with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell people all the time, even my wife, I'm perfect. She even tells me when she don't like, she said, you think you're perfect? I said, yeah, I am. Hello? 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 I am perfect. Y'all didn't got it yet. Run over your head. I am perfect. See, because you still, well, I see, you looking at a man. The man's not. Hello, somebody. Grab a hold of this thing. I said, the man's not. The man is not. The man that is of the dust. The man that's of the only God. The man is not. Yes. Woo, y'all quiet in here this morning. Yes, amen. Thank you, brother. That man is not. Yes. Hallelujah. But there is an man in here is. And that's the man I need to see in you. You. Come on, somebody. Hello. There is no sin in that seed. And that's a whole nother message teaching on the seed. And I don't want to go there right now. But watch this now. I want to go to Luke. Because I want to get where I want to get to. This is just my scripture. It's found in Luke, the 17th chapter, the verse 20. And when he was demanded, demanded of the Pharisees. Remember now, these Pharisees was not ignorant, unlearned people. These people was full of natural wisdom. They was full of natural knowledge of the written word. Amen. They was full of it. And he said, and he was demanded of them, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them saying, I want you to understand it, because we're going to Acts here in just a minute. Because this is very important that you get this, and I'll tie it in with Acts, where I'm going. So when he was demanded of them about when the kingdom was coming, now I want you to notice something. I want you to notice something. See, because these Pharisees was looking for a natural kingdom. Hello, somebody. See, they was looking for a natural kingdom. What did I tell you at the beginning? If you look for something natural, or if you see something natural, or if you're hearing natural, there's an end to it. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hello. See, I don't have time this morning to go to Daniel, but I can show you that kingdoms passed away. What? My God, I feel this time. Woo! If I go to Daniel, I can show you where kingdoms passed away. What kingdoms passed away? Natural kingdoms passed away. But I also show you in Daniel, the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel, where Daniel had a vision at night, and Daniel saw a kingdom that was not never going to pass away, that all nations, all languages, and all people was going to bow to it. Woo! Great God Almighty. Somebody praise God in this building. Hallelujah. This is a kingdom that you can't see natural. This is a spiritual kingdom. So are you with me? So where are we going to find this, Pastor Fussell? You're going to have to look within yourself. You're going to have to look within yourself. When everything's going wrong around you, when everything's falling apart around you, when you seem like you can't get ahead, when it seems like all the powers of darkness is caving in on you, when it seems like everything you touch turns sour, seems like everywhere you go is darker, you can't look at that. You've got to turn your eyes within you and see, hallelujah, the kingdom of God that is within you. And you need to walk in that instead of walking in the natural. Come on and praise them in here with me, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, I'm in 31 years of ministry, and they've been in those 31 years. There's been many times when I laid on the side of the road pulling tents up and down this country, when I preached out of auditoriums, when I preached all different means traveling this country over, even to many foreign fields. There was many times I'd cry myself to sleep from the agony and the pain that I was in. Hallelujah. Wondering what in the world, but the only way I got through it is I had to look inside of me and lay hold of who I am in Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Many times I'm out there in my old big tent having to put the tent up. Many times I'm out there sleeping on the platform when mosquitoes as big as birds lighting on me, picking me and biting me and hurting me, and washing in a wash tub, sleeping in the back of a truck, washing by a wash tub, and then preaching at night, preaching the message of deliverance to a people that was so religious. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'd cry out, God, why? And the only way I endured it was I had to look inside of myself. The only way you're going to make it is you got to look inside of yourself. And you got to live in that kingdom. You can't live in this world. No. And I want you to know Jesus didn't live in the world. And I don't have time to go in this goes pretty deep. But Jesus lived in this world, and he lived in a, Christ lived in Jesus, and Jesus being the Son of Man as well as the Son of God, he lived in a mortal sense. He was mortal until he died on Calvary. Now that's a whole other thing. Now I ain't saying the God in him, that flesh, he took on Adam. He took on the first Adam. He took on the earth. Oh, y'all, somebody would have shouted in. He took on earth. Do we have anybody here that want to take on earth? Oh, you think I'm talking about that dirt out there. I ain't talking about that dirt. You want to take on earth? Huh? You know what I've told God many times? Bring it on, world. Bring it on, world. I told my wife this morning, she gets upset. I said, come on, Wilmer, I'll take you. I got a storm in me bigger than that. Hallelujah. Mine's a more than a category 5. I want you to know my wind is much stronger than a category 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to smile or clap or do something. My God, have mercy. Hallelujah. You say, oh, this will be all right in the sweet by and by. It may be all right for you in the sweet by and by. And I don't live in the by and by and don't care nothing about no by and by. I'm living in the now. Right now. Don't the Bible does not say in the sweet by and by, the Lord in the sweet by and by. It says today is the day of the Lord. And it says, don't buy no sweet by and by stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's where trying to bring us up to that consciousness. That we don't have to wait. That song is so, we sang more songs. I don't sing them, but we sang more songs. In the sweet. By and by, we shall all on that gold beautiful shore. Sounds good to the natural, and tears starts rolling. Ain't doing one thing to your spirit. Not one thing. God only operates out of truth, not out of error. Quiet in here now, ain't it? Watch this. I got to go on. He said, Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said to the Pharisees, he said, the kingdom's not natural. Why did he say that? See, you need to stop and understand, why did he say that, ladies and gentlemen? I tell you why he said it. Because he knew that's what they was looking for. They was looking for some natural because that's what they was raised under. 90% of your saints of God is in the church today. They trying to hold on. Just hold on a little longer. My God, I've been here and hold on for 57 years. That's how old I am. I mean, my God, how much longer I got to hold on? Just or hang in there. Going to get better in the sweet by and by. Just hang in there. That's, you know, that's all. These poor folks, or Jesus is coming any day now. It's closer than it's ever been before. They've been saying that all my life, and lies before my life, and life before my life. What's wrong saying that he is come? Ooh, what's wrong with that? See, until you start saying he is come, then you can never live in him. Ooh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pharisees said, Jesus said to him, it ain't natural. Then I got to hurry because I want to go somewhere. He said, it ain't natural. He said, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation. It's not natural. It's not temporal. You know what the word temporal means? Now, wait a minute, we'll tie it in. You know what the word temporal means? Temporary. Means there's an end to it. Come on, saints. This ought to be doing something in your spirit.
Jesus said to the Pharisees. And if he said to the Pharisees, what do you think he's saying to us? He don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change, ladies and gentlemen. If he told those Pharisees, those religious leaders of that day, I'm going to call them preachers.
Yes.
Woo. Here are these preachers was teaching and preaching and pastoring. I'm just bringing it up to the 21st century.
Amen.
Teaching their congregation. Just wait a little while or just hold on or, you know. And these preachers was telling them that, and Jesus said, no! It's temporal what you're talking about.
Yes.
And anything temporal has an end to it. It'll pass away.
Amen.
Come on. It'll pass away. There's an end to it. But he said, that's not the kingdom. The kingdom is not temporal. It's spiritual. Listen to me. And where is it at? Wait a minute. Got to hurry. Where is it at? I ain't looking, getting on no jet flying to Israel to find it. Come on. Because see, I already found out who Israel is. Hello?
Yes.
Y'all looking at me. All right, okay, whatever. See, I done come to a place in God or walking in the kingdom. There ain't no Jew or Gentile.
Amen.
Come on. Woohoo.
Hello.
Can you imagine one man living in Israel in one big old house trying to rule the world? Woohoo. Hello. Hello. One man? My God, if that's the case, we wouldn't have nobody here. We'd all want to go over there. Why would I want to live here knowing he's in a physical body over there, living in a physical building? If I couldn't fly over there, I'd try to paddle in a boat. I'd try to get there somehow.
Amen.
Come on. His kingdom is not something physical. Man has nothing to do with the rebuilding of this temple.
Nothing.
You can build a building in what they call remodeling it or putting it back into its original. They look just like the original in the natural, but that's still not his temple.
Amen.
No. You can restructure it all you want to. They can restructure all that over there they want to. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it anyway because I done said enough that if anybody's going to get mad with me, they already done got mad with me. But let me tell you something. I don't worry about, that ain't holy land to me. I'm going to tell you where holy land is. Holy land is where he lives. And I found out where he lives. And he lives in me. Hallelujah. That's what's holy. Nothing holy about that over there at all. More bloodshed, more murdering, and more killing than people. There ain't nothing holy about that land.
Amen.
Not talking natural now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not looking into natural.
Amen.
You want to live in peace and joy and righteousness. You don't find it over there. You don't find it over there. You don't find it over there. You can't run down to South Daytona and find it. You can't run over to Ormond Beach and find it. You can't even run to Pensacola when they had Pensacola Revival. You can't find it there. I'm going to tell you where you're going to find it. You're going to find it in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. And where's the Holy Ghost? It's right in here. You better believe it. It's right in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said the kingdom of... Now watch what he said. Watch what he said. Even to these Pharisees. Even to these Pharisees. Even to these preachers. Listen to what he said to these preachers. I want you to listen to what he said. He said, the kingdom of God is in you.
Amen.
Oh! Amen. Woo! Woo! And here it is. And the problem was they didn't know it. 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 Because they had nobody to tell them. It's like most of these brothers and sisters that's locked up in these prison walls called church houses. They don't know it. It's quiet in here. They don't know it. And the leaders of them is not going to let somebody get to the people and awaken their consciousness to the know that they know it. Oh boy. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as I got breath, I'll preach it. They ain't going to let. They want you to submit to them. That's why they can't see it, brother. Absolutely. Absolutely. See, the Pharisee, he said, it's in you. He said to them preachers, he said, it's in you. The problem, it's in you. You just can't see it. Nobody's caught and awoken that revelation that's within you.
Amen.
It's in you. Now watch this. Watch this. Go to Acts. It's in you. Watch this. Go to Acts, the 7th chapter. Look at this. Acts, the 7th chapter. Boy, did this. You can read. Verse 47. But Solomon built his house and house, a habitation, the Most High dwelling, not the temple made with hand, as said the prophets. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Oh, watch it now. Watch this now. You go, what house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the peace of my rest? Has not my hands made all these things? Watch, verse 51 is what I want to get to and close with. Look at what he said. Look what he said. He said, now watch this. Look at me closely. Look at me. When he said, ye stiff necks, he was talking to believers. You stiff neck. Did you know when somebody with a stiff neck? How many's ever had a stiff neck? I have. Well, you don't want to turn that thing because it's painful. You want to turn it? You stiffening.
Amen.
Oh, honey, if you're going to go walk in the kingdom, there's going to be some pain.
Amen.
Pain of this natural world, but you can live beyond it. See, you're going to have some pain. I'm not talking about so much physical pain. He just used that as an illustration. Because friends are going to walk away from you.
Hallelujah.
People ain't going to want to have anything to do with you because they're going to think you have a devil. Come on. They're going to think you done lost your mind. We have. They're going to tell other friends, you know, they don't want to associate with you. Because, you've got to be willing. And I say this all the time. And a lot of folks don't want to accept it. I got people that loves this message. I got people that have come, but they just can't turn loose of the other one. Because if they do, it's going to cost them. Friends that they've been to church with for years and years, but now God is dealing with them concerning the word of revelation, and they can't cut them loose. Can't cut them loose. Well, my mama was in this church. My daddy was the preacher. And I've been here 45 years. How can I walk away from my friends? Easy. Fall in love with God more.
Hallelujah.
easy. Fall in love with God more. Yes. Hallelujah. Watch this. It just, remember that stiff neck? Ooh, my God. Watch what it says now. And I'm going, see, ye stiff neck and uncircumcised. Watch it now. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised. Now, I'm not preaching on circumcision, but I just, uncircumcised means that you've not had the foreskin cut away. Do we have any, look, we don't got no babies in here. I'm going to show you something that God showed me. And you better stay in the spirit with me because I'm going to throw some at you. Years ago, God showed me about uncircumcision and circumcision. Hallelujah. I'm going to use it in the physical, and I want you to get in the spirit with me. If you're out there in the world, if you're sitting in here and you're out there in the world, you ain't going to like what I'm going to say. But if you're with me in the spirit, it'll bring life to you, what I'm getting ready to say. A man, when he's not circumcised, the man is in control of when the head is revealed. But a man that is circumcised, he's no longer in control. That head is revealed at all times. You better get in the spirit with me. God wants to circumcise your flesh. He wants to cut your flesh away. That you're not in control when his head's revealed or when it's not revealed. I'm talking about Christ being the head of the church. Yes. You better get in the spirit with me. Hallelujah. The problem of it is we ain't had a real circumcision. Amen. Because we still floating around here in daddy's doctrine, in mama's doctrine, in ancestors' doctrine. We don't want to cut that thing away. Hallelujah. We're moving around with two heads on us. We have the head of the flesh and we have the head of the spirit until that circumcision of that old serpent's head. Whoop. My God, I got to get off of some of this stuff. Woo! Hallelujah. That's that double-mindedness, having two heads. He said, you stiff-necked. Now I'm going to get off of that. And he says, you uncircumcised. Now watch what he said. He said, in heart, spirit. And then he said something else. And ears. Ooh. Hello. Woo, and ears. Woo, woo. Not just in your heart, but in your hearing too. In your ears. Watch it now. Let's find out what they're uncircumcised in their heart and in their ears. Huh. He ain't talking to the man on the street. He's talking to the church. Hallelujah. Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you. Huh. When's the kingdom coming? You resist it. When is Christ coming? You resist it. How do I resist it? As your fathers believed, as they've taught you, so do you. Refusing to walk, refusing to be circumcised, cutting that doctrine away, cutting that old word away, leaving it behind you. Going forward into the kingdom of God. Instead of looking out here, but looking in here. Instead of looking over yonder, Jesus said, don't say, low over there or low over there. For the kingdom of God is within you. Wow. Then if the kingdom's in me, then the power's in me. Then the authority's in me. Hallelujah. Then I can go pick up where let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And he gave them dominion over the fowls of the air. Up here, baby. Not out there. Up here. Here's where those fowls are messing with your mind. Come on, somebody. The fowls of the air. Oh, the fishes of the sea. Oh, come on. Anybody in hear me in here? The fishes of the sea. Hallelujah. The Lord told me a long time ago, give me this revelation about, years, over 20-something years ago. And I sat on the side. He said, you know what fishes of the sea and the fowls are? I said, well, the birds. No. He said, those fishes are spirits. Those birds are spirits. Hallelujah. And I said, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But he gave me dominion over them. Give you dominion over them. Not when you walk in the world, but when you walk in the kingdom. Not while you look out here, but when you look in here. You got to see who you are in here. You can't see you who the pastor says you are. Because he may call you a low-down stinking bum. But you ain't a low-down stinking bum. He may call you you old sinful man you are, but you're not no sinful man. You have a new nature.
Hallelujah.
Well, come on, somebody. He may see you at a weak point, and you may say something, and then he may, because that's all he sees. But that's not, I may have a weak moment, and I may say something, but that ain't who I am.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, somebody. And the more I walk into him, the lesser I'm going to have a weak nature. Because the more I walk in him, the more I'm going to be like him. Amen. See, I can't be like him in all the rules you put on me. Mm-mm. You can put all the rules you want to on me. And you make up all your religious laws of your do's and don'ts. And all I become is a self-righteous individual. That's all I become. Judging every man when I'm judge of no man. Come on, it's quiet in the house. All I become is a self-righteous man. I become a Pharisee. That's all I become is a Pharisee. I'm white outside, but I have no... My God. But I have no life in me. I'm full of dead man's bones. So all I become is a white sepulcher. I've cleaned the outside, but inside is dirty. It's full of lust, deceitful, hate, murder. And we know none of that will enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So I have to look within inside of myself. I have to look inside of myself, and I have to see the kingdom's in me. The kingdom of heaven's in me. Heaven's in me. God is in me. Christ is in me. And I got to live in that. And when I live in that, then I have joy and I have peace and I have righteousness, regardless of what's going on around me. Hallelujah. What's happening out here doesn't affect what's going on inside of here. Amen. Amen. I said amen. I'm going to say it again. What's happening out here when I live in the kingdom, when I live in Christ, when I live in God, doesn't affect what out here. This happening out here, but it ain't happening in here. I don't have time to go to Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Noah didn't worry about what happened on out here. He was shut up inside of God. Mama, he was shut up inside of God. He didn't know what was going outside or out here. He was locked up in God. God locked that door. God shut that door. Hallelujah. He didn't know what was going on out here in the world. He just knew what was going on in God. What was going on in God? There was joy in the ark. There was peace in the ark. There was righteousness in the ark. Hallelujah. Because that ark was Christ. And Noah was locked up inside of it. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Stand to your feet this morning and let's begin to wave our hands and worship him a little bit. Hallelujah. Look within yourself. Hallelujah. That ark is within you. The kingdom's within you. Christ in you. The Holy Ghost in you. Get in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me say, and if you do get out, bless God, get back in. Woo! My God. If you get out, don't lay there till you die. Get up and get back in. If you have to crawl back in there, crawl in. If you fail today, get up and get in there tomorrow. If you fail, hallelujah, just get up and get back in. Hallelujah. Beautiful part is you ain't got to get nobody to put you in. He just said, come. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. Come on, somebody. Just come, my God. Just get on in there. Just go on in. You don't have to have somebody to anoint you and fill your hair full of oil and slap you on the head. Just get up and get on back in there. Hallelujah. Be like Paul. I'm persuaded, bless God, nothing gonna separate me. Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. If I fall, bless God, you ain't gonna keep me. Even if I fall, I'm gonna get up and get back in there. Amen. That fall is not gonna separate me. Y'all ain't. This is good preaching, whether you want to believe accept it or not. If I fall, I'll just get up and get back in there. If I mess up, I'm just going to... My mess up is not going to keep me. My fall's not going to keep me. Man ain't going to keep me. Doctor's not going to keep me. Well, I'm just going to get up and shake and rattle and roll and get myself back in there. I've made up my mind nothing going to separate me. And if I... You say, well, what if you... When you fall, you die. His grace is sufficient. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Woo, don't you love Him this morning? I know you love Him. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Father God. Papa God, we thank You this morning. We thank You for the anointing. We thank You for the Word of God. We thank You for life. We thank You for revelation, truth. And God, I speak to my brothers and sisters. I speak, God, that the Word of God, as it has gone out of God, You're out of my mouth, God. That God, it has gone into the hearts and into the ears of the individual in here. That, Lord, this seed, God, will take root. And from that seed will come forth an abundant life. I thank You this morning, Father. I bless Your holy name. I worship You today, Father. Oh, God, I love You. I praise You. I give You glory. I give You honor, Lord. Oh, Father, thank You. Touch our country. Touch our nations. Just minister to the world. And You have ministered to the world, for You said God so loved the world. Oh, God, You love the world. We thank You this morning for it. Bless these that are under the sound of my voice right now. Lord, as they go their separate ways in a few moments, I pray, God, they're blessed going out, they're blessed coming in, they're blessed laying down, and they're blessed getting up. I bless them today with the Word of God as I speak by the Spirit to every ear that has to hear. And we thank You for it, Father. We thank You. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated just for a few moments this morning.